Welcome to this week's episode of Tech Check with Kay and the Citizen Crew. I'm joined by Sean, Lyle, and Faisal. We are trying something new with a gadget guide. The three of us are in the studio with our trusty tech bags, those adult knapsacks we take everywhere with the gadgets we just can't live without. Sean, that's quite a big bag you carry around with you. What do you even have in there?
Well, obviously I shoot video and take a lot of photos, so I've got my camera in my bag. In that bag, I've also got spare batteries for my camera, my mic for my camera. I've got my stabilizer. Now I've got one for the camera, a DJI Ronin S, and then I've got one for my cell phone as well, a DJI Osmo Mobile. Then I've also got my drone in my bag, a DJI Mavic Pro.
You carry your drone with you?
Yes, when I go to spinning events, I need to have it with me so that I can cover that from the aerial angle as well. You know, sometimes the car makes a lot of smoke and you can't see what's happening unless you look at it from the sky.
So it sounds like it's more than one bag, though.
Is it
like one massive bag or is it
smaller bags? It's a camera bag and I've managed to squeeze everything in. I also have the GoPro in my bag. And then one of those handy little clips that you put onto your cell phone, that quarter inch thread on it, and then I can put that onto a normal tripod and have my cell phone on the normal tripod. And the adapter from DJI that connects onto the drone battery. My headset as well. I have to have my headset on a daily basis because if I need to edit, I have to whip the headset out. And then I like to have my wireless mouse with me as well. I hate having the whole wire in my way, limiting me. You know, sometimes you roll your chair back and you forget you have a wire. Pull your whole laptop or your headset with you.
Yeah, that's actually happened to me.
And then I got one more question for you. Do you carry any lights with you?
At the moment, I do not carry a light. It's extra luggage. It's like always in the car under the boot compartment. And it's a ring light. Now, the handy thing about ring lights, something that I never knew until I bought one, is that they work via USB power. So all you need to do is plug your power bank into your ring light and you have a light to do a video shoot wherever you go. And that's quite nifty.
I have one of those rechargeable solar lights that we use for load shedding.
Yeah, the magnetos.
That's the one.
Yes.
But I carry it with me now that I'm taking photography more seriously. It actually works very nice as a light source.
Yeah, no, the LED, it's a nice white, bright light on that magneto.
And it's thicker than my phone, but overall, it's nice and small. I can just slip it in my bag.
To answer your question there, Lyle, at the moment, lighting is probably one of the most expensive pieces of equipment that you can buy in videography or photography. I'm buying lenses and all these other things, and I'm definitely neglecting the lighting because a good, like, it looks like a saber light. It's like $6,000 for that thing.
Wow.
Where do you get $6,000?
Yeah, photography is definitely an expensive hobby, guys.
True. Facts.
And then the adapter for my memory card, I always have it in my bag. And then one thing that I learned from Peter McKinnon, I don't know how many of you guys have watched these videos, I now have a army knife in my bag. It's always good having a pliers, a scissor, a knife, something to cut something. It also has a flat screwdriver, star screwdriver on it. So when you're out and you need those little things, because, I mean, sometimes your screw can come loose on the bottom of your camera.
Absolutely.
And those use a flat screwdriver. It's easy to just take the knife out, use the tool, the multi-tool function on there. It's something I recommend everybody gets, especially if you're a man. I don't know if you can call yourself a man if you don't have a pocket knife.
Very MacGyver.
Really? We're going to go there? Well, instead of an army knife, I do carry a knuckle duster with me. You never know when you're going to need it. So what I'll do is I'll just pop my knuckle duster in my jeans pocket. So if I do need to reach for it, it's there. The problem with coming to work is I can't bring it into work. So it stays in the car.
You get little freelance jobs and money comes in doing photo shoots for matric farewells or banquets, as we used to call it back in the day. I realize how old we're getting now, but
we're still young at heart.
But all those little odds and ends, help buying equipment, you know, and it's always good to build your arsenal. These pieces of equipment, it sounds like a lot, but I've built it up over 8 to 10 years. I didn't go and splash 160K at once just because I wanted to. It started with a camera, and then a lens for the camera, and then another lens. Then you realize you need a mic. And then you realize you need a wireless mic, and there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah, no, my wife's not too happy about all my gadgets, so that's one thing I can say. She's like, you never asked me permission to buy any of these things. Buying used goods isn't always that bad, because, I mean, the new GoPro comes out every year, costs 11,000-12,000 rand for a GoPro. I just go back, search for some used goods on Facebook, Gumtree, buy a GoPro Hero 3, which usually comes with all the accessories that those people had accumulated over the years, then you get it for about $1,200. So because of doing that, I've now got to the point where I've been able to buy four of those cameras at under 5,000 Rand, whereas a new one costs $12,000. So don't always look at these new things and think, yeah, it has image stabilization, and thus it's going to make my video so much better. The old tech works just as well.
Yeah, when I took a deep dive into film photography, I found a pretty decent Pentax from the 1990s for 600 Rand on, what's that, the Facebook Marketplace. Perfect condition. It works.
Does anybody still use Facebook Marketplace?
I used it that one time for this one camera.
Because scammers.
And never again. I used it twice, once for the camera and once for a typewriter. I like a good old-fashioned typewriter. Both good deals, super expensive, 300 Rand for the typewriter. I don't think the person realized what they had. And 600 or 700 for the film photography hobby that I now have. But yeah, it's true what he says, don't neglect used devices.
Getting back to your point, Sean, do you know what I call it? WAF, wife acceptance factor, guys. This is extremely important. When buying tech, you need to make sure that the wife agrees. Or she'll make you sleep on the couch.
No, I don't agree with that. I am the wife in that scenario, and I constantly have to remind player 2 that it's his money and he does not need to run his purchases by me. If it doesn't cut into our shared household expenses, then buy whatever you want to buy.
My wife's not as accepting as you. It's been, 4 years now, and she still complains because I dropped 27,000 Rand on a drone. Crashed it a week later and had to pay 6,000 Rand extra to have it fixed again. So that took it to 33,000 Rand, the price of a little Golf. And then when you go to events, you get guys next to you. Can I please fly your drone? I just want to see what it feels like.
Do you have a license? None of that here by me.
It's the opposite with me. I'm usually the one breaking the stuff. He's still upset with me for a mouse that I broke 12 years ago. Because it was one of those fancy ones with the lights around it. And I got upset one day and I threw the thing across the room. Did I say that right? Through. Yes. Sorry, my Afrikaans sometimes seeps in. Broke the mouse and he's still upset. Every now and then he would very subtly remind me about this wonderful mouse that he once had. And it's broken and you just can't find it. So, Faisal, cool bag you've got there. What is in it?
I don't carry much as I used to. Thing is, when I was at EWN, we always used to have a go-to bag. So basically, a go-to bag is something that's already packed. And if you need to pack, go in a hurry, you just grab that bag and it'll go out. But in my normal bag with a Citizen, just got my laptop, my iPad, which I always carry with me all the time. In here, I normally just have my power bank, which is the wireless charging one. So, you put your phone on top of it and you can also use different ports to charge it as well. And in the other stuff that I got in my normal bag with my computer is obviously the cables. I got a high power charger. I heard Sean speaking about the drone. I also have a drone, DJI Mavic Mini. That's the only one that you're allowed to carry onto the plane because it weighs under a certain amount. So that is that's why I carry that. So if I go to Durban or Cape Town, I can get it with me in the plane in my hand luggage. And you don't need a license to fly that particular one. And the DJIs are actually quite cool. Easy to fly. I haven't crashed mine, though. But as far as getting the cameras, I have, and I want to reiterate this point, sometimes you don't have to buy new. I got an EOS, Canon EOS 650D. It was brand new. I could smell the newness of the camera. When I went to one of these exchange shops, I don't want to give them advertising, but I walked in there, and that camera that time used to sell for around 8,000-9,000 rand, and I paid like 5,500 rand.
Those cameras, even for their age, still today, it's like a groundbreaking camera. So, Cheryl, you just showed us that little USB adapter hub that you had in your bag, and I know that a lot of people in the office always go to you for charging cables. Tell us what's in your bag.
I'm not quite as minimal as Lyle or as big as Sean. That sounded weird when I said it out loud.
Packing some huge equipment there, Sean.
Let's try that again. I'm not quite as minimal as Lyle, and my tech bag is not as big as Sean's. I think I'm the Goldilocks of the tech stash. I don't even know where to start. I even have a fan in here. So I have a lot of stuff because it comes from my time as being a mobile journalist. Like Faisal said, you need to be able to do everything you can from wherever you are. If I have this bag with me, then I am sorted. So my actual backpack is a Port Design 17-inch bag. It carries a 17-inch laptop. I love that bag. It's been with me for more than 10 years, but I'm going to have to eventually get rid of it because it's wearing thin. So this is basically the base. This is the basics of what I carry with me. I need chargers, I need power banks, I need noise cancelling headphones, and I need my tablets. So what I've got here is my Apple iPad Air. I originally bought the iPad for using Photoshop Aero and Fresco. At that point when the two apps were released, they only worked on a specific iPad. Not an Apple fan, so this is the only iPad I have. And then with that, I've got a USB keyboard. I do not have a mouse yet, but I will get a USB mouse at some point. Like you said, I do have the USB hub. It's got three ports. So if I need, my issue with laptops is always that I don't have enough ports. So the more ports, the better. I've got that. I have all my charging cables that I need, whether it's the original USB-C, the USB-C, or the iPhone charger for my tablet. I also have my Fitbit charger. And then I have a fan. This is a USB fan. If you've ever worked out in a really hot environment, you would appreciate having a little fan to plug into your laptop. And a light, a USB light. I don't use this one often, but I do recall using it a lot when I was in Eswatini, driving around dusty roads at night, sitting in the back of a car needing to file an article. You just plug this little thing into your USB port and you have a light. I also have a lot of plugs with me, charging bricks, specifically the Huawei Supercharge and a spare one. I also have a few USB drives and a lot of headphones. I do have pods, but the Samsung, I can't wear pods. For some reason, my ears are shaped differently to everybody else on the planet.
I have the same problem.
You have the same. It's such a headache because they either hurt you or they fall out.
But it's so uncomfortable, and people are like, no, Apple designed these, and they fit so
beautifully.
No,
it's not designed for us. It's not designed for us. I hate AirPods. I do have a set of Samsung Galaxy Bud Pros. They are the – I can tolerate them for short periods of time. So when I'm in an airplane or anything like that, I would take my pods with me. Otherwise, I just stick to proper headphones. My favorite one is – the Sennheisers. It's a wired headset and it's comfortable. So I use that as my main headset. When I'm at the office, when I just want to listen to something, this is the thing I plug into my laptop. Unfortunately, I also hate a lot of noise around me, thanks to my ADHD. So for that, I have a separate active noise cancelling headset. It's the Aventry and it's Bluetooth connected. So I could essentially use two of them at the same time and just switch when I need. The Bluetooth one will be connected to my phone, on which I listen to my focus soundtracks, and the Sennheisers would be plugged into my laptop. So these are just the things that I keep in my bag. And my bag is quite, I love my bag. It's called Boobum. It's a very weird name, but it stands for Be Unique, Be Myself. Everything in here would be stuff that I need when I'm on the road, but it's not something I use every day. I have a separate section compartment in my laptop bag where I keep my charging bricks, my two power banks. They're both 10,000 mAh. That's where I keep my tablet, my two phones, Huawei P30 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy 22 Ultra, and also a set of Sony earphones. And, of course, my mouse. The mouse is wireless, like Sean said, you don't want wires everywhere. That are the basics that I keep in my bag. If I really want to go all out, I can also fit a stabilizer, phone stabilizer, within the side straps of my port backpack, and a tripod. I have a regular-sized tripod that can fold up into a very... It can fold up small enough to fit in the bag. And also my ring light has a tiny little tripod that I can detach. So if I carry a bigger bag with me, I can fit my ring light in, plus my stabilizer and my tripod. And the phone camera is good enough. I don't need to actually carry my Canon with me if I don't need it. So that's a lot. That's a lot. Like Davina said earlier, I'm the Goldilocks of the tech bag. They call me the tech doctor in the office. But Lyle, you seem like a pretty minimalist guy. What is in your tech bag setup?
Okay, so I don't subscribe to the whole wireless movement, right? You can call me old school, but most of my devices, it's wired, and that's because I don't like to carry many power banks. So I've got one large power bank, which is 60,000 milliamp hours. I know it's quite heavy, but it's easier for me to carry one than have many smaller ones. And the reason why I do that is because when I was carrying the smaller ones, sometimes I would go and grab them and they'd be empty, especially if I'm not at home. It would be a bit of a schlep. So now this large one that I have, I only need to charge it once a week, and that makes my life much easier. The other thing that I have is a 4G dongle. So if I'm going to a place where there's no Wi-Fi, I can always plug that in. And then also I've got an aux cable.
Of course.
So yeah, my headphones that I have is the Philips 2HR. It's extremely comfortable. And you know how I check for comfort on headphones? I try and put headphones on and not plug any music into them, and then see if you can wait for the whole day. That's my test for comfort.
Yes, that's why I love my Sennheisers, because I can keep them on 4 hours on end and I would not even know that it's there. It's that comfortable.
Yeah, so mine is actually memory foam and I can keep them on the whole day. I've got this whole thing where I'm like an audiophile, so I need to listen to extremely high-end music. So on that note, I've also got a portable DAC that I carry with me that because, you know, there's no aux cables on phones anyway. So yeah. I've got that. And then the other thing that's a good tip for you guys is I have two mice. So one is wired and one is wireless. So in case the wireless mouse does not, the batteries go flat or whatever, you can always then plug the wired one in. Because who uses a trackpad these days, especially to edit videos or whatever it is. And then if I need to do running repairs, I've got a whole small little toolkit that I carry as well. So if I need to open my laptop and get in there and do whatever I need to do, I can open the laptop.
Like Sean would say, like a real man.
And then I've got my specs in there as well, because sometimes it is tough for me to see. So yeah, very minimalist, but it works for me.
Yeah, I also carry a wired mouse with me. I actually have two laptop bags. One is for work, so this is where all of this is in. As a journalist, this is what I would need to report every day. But I have, that's my private laptop bag. So in there I have my personal laptop with another set of headphones. It's a Rapu gaming set, but it can fold up nicely, so that goes in there. Plus a wired mouse, the Logitech review model we had a few weeks ago.
Yes.
I carry the wired mouse for my personal laptop, but for work, because I'm not always at my desk, I do like the little wireless mouse.
But
I do
you?
See the difference. I understand the difference. Even with audio, this is why the Sennheisers is my favorite, because it does have a jack.
Yes.
I appreciate the convenience of having a Bluetooth headset. My problem is I forget to charge it. Always. So I want to use it and then it's dead. And other than that, I'm not an audiophile, but I do live with an audiophile. But even I can hear the difference between a Bluetooth headset and
A wired one.
The wired one is my favorite. It's just I also can't stand noise, but the wired one doesn't have active noise cancelling. So, and I need a really good wired headset with active noise cancelling. But unfortunately, those are 7, 8, 9,000 grand.
So yes. My Philips headphones are actually open back. Now, when you have an open back headphone, the sound leaks out and you can also hear a lot of sound coming in. But the upside to it is that the sound stage becomes extremely wide. So especially if you're playing a game, it's like pinpoint accurate. You can hear footsteps like from which side, maybe on your right or on your left.
Is it that accurate?
Yes.
That's amazing.
You can hear it. Even like from in front of you, you can hear it. The sound stage becomes extremely wide. And the other thing that blew my mind was the DAC. So if you really want to up your audio game, get yourself a portable DAC. Really does make a huge difference between wired and wireless. And then if you use a DAC, it's massive.
I should look at getting a DAC.
There was actually a study done in Japan where this guy was playing music into water that was polluted, right? And he looked at it under the microscope. And after he had played music, the molecular level of the water would actually change and it would show that the water would be healing, right? So human beings are 70% water. You can imagine what sound actually does to your entire body. This is why positive affirmations need to be spoken out loud instead of in your thoughts.
I do believe that.
Yeah, so that you can actually affect and it can work in your daily life. So, yeah, there's this.
That's why we joke about having a conversation with yourself and like talking to yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
But it actually does have a positive effect on your psyche.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's it from the Tech Tech crew. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Goodbye. Stay awesome, Gotham.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.